This reading might sound a bit familiar to some, but something isn't quite right. That's because we are more familiar with this story as told to us in Matthew. In Matthew, it is a portion of what we call the Sermon on the Mount, and has more bits to it. The Gospel of Luke, according to William Barclay, is the most universal of the Gospels. Written by a Gentile, it teaches that Jesus Christ is for all people without distinction. It is also sometimes called the Gospel of the Underdog, because Luke speaks of and raises up all those for whom life is an unequal struggle. In Luke's telling of the Beatitudes, the first thing that is different is location. Jesus was said to be not up a mountain above people, but on the plains among them, with them. He spoke specifically to the newly chosen disciples who had left everything to follow him and told them that, no matter what happened next, theirs is the kingdom of God. Even in the midst of a life that may feel very awful, keep that in mind. God loves you and welcomes you. Then he warned the people who might have been listening in, that big crowd was still there, that if they didn't do what was right, their life would be woeful, miserable. God was turning the world upside down, taking discipleship far beyond a simple follow me to a level of self-giving and self-sacrifice that would scare the bravest of faithful people. Last week, we saw how much courage it would have taken to follow, to let go of everything that they had, and to move into a different way of living and looking at the world. Follow me, Jesus said, and in the midst of great challenge you will be blessed. The word beatitude has its roots in Latin and describes a state of blessedness. As we have read these words through the generations, we tend to think of these blessings as gentle things, and we sing them to beautiful music with great enthusiasm. But they weren't gentle at all. They were a call to get real about what it meant to be followers of Jesus, lovers of God. They teach us that those who have nothing, not just a little bit less than everyone else, are loved and welcomed by God. They teach us that those who are judged and condemned by people are loved and welcomed by God. They teach us that even when we feel lost and alone, forgotten, and so terribly sad, we are loved and welcomed by God. They teach us that being pleased because we are wealthy and fed and sheltered and comfortable is not the way to live as God wants us to be. Being all of these things may not be a blessing at all. Because we get complacent. Because we start thinking that we need to protect what we have. Because we forget that Jesus and God want us out there with the weak and the poor and the persecuted and the sad. Because we lose touch with what it means to be one of the family of God. We shake our heads and get impatient when someone challenges us to think or speak in a different way. We keep thinking that if we've always done it that way, that it must be just fine, thank you. But today Jesus tells us it's not. Today Jesus says we have to look at who it is hurting, who it is helping, and take our ego out of the equation. From the prophet Jeremiah, we heard how God offers a purpose to life. We heard that relying on our words, our perceptions, ourself, does not make us good people. That is the way of getting lost, of losing your direction, of being disconnected from the earth and its people. Relying on God, however, will refresh our soul, will help us to make better decisions for the earth and its people. Jeremiah said that God knows us and understands us, not just what we say we are, but how we act what we are. While the Beatitudes are a naming of God's blessing for those who the rest of the world would discard or look over, they are also a call to action to those who forget that it's not about us, it's all about God. What attitude or blessing are you being in God's world? Do you disregard people who you don't think are important? Do you make your choices based on what will keep you your comforts, your treasures, your safety, even if someone else might die because of it? On Thursday night, an Amber Alert was sent out in Ontario. Many people were already in bed, but an 11-year-old girl was abducted by her father, and, as a community, the province was asked to help find her. Unfortunately, this story has two tragic endings. Tragically, the girl was found, but she had been killed. Tragically, 911 received many phone calls from people who were upset to be receiving an Amber Alert warning in the middle of the night. Think about that attitude. Think about how that mother felt when she knew that her child was in danger, and when the community was asked for help, many people said, "It's not convenient for me." Think about that attitude of me first that clogged up the 911 lines so that others who were in need of emergency assistance couldn't get through. Let's be an attitude of blessing. Let's be an attitude of caring for God's people. Let's rejoice and be glad that God knows us and what we are capable of and continues to give us opportunities to show the world what it means to be loving and loved. Amen.